from the Director Department of Administrative Services providing a verbal update on the progress of filling the position of Facilities Management Director. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Tyler.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, request for an update. What transpired directly after the previous director's departure. I had reviewed the current job description, crafted a posting around that job description, posted for the position, and the normal internal posting that we go through. I also reached out to a couple of individuals that I know in this industry to do a little bit of networking. What I got back from the posting was approximately, I think it was maybe 10 to 12 resumes. Those resumes, in my view anyway, in my estimation, suggested that we did not get a good pool from that effort. Their experience ranged from managing a building of 500,000 square feet, managing a team of 30 people. So it really was an inadequate response from the posting. Fast forward a little bit, the fire took place and really put that on hold, honestly, for a couple different reasons. One, Gary Wozzak is a candidate for this position, and I'm a big believer that if there's an opportunity from the ability to promote from within or grow from within, I'm a big believer in that, and wanted to see how he did and performed during this crisis. And my personal view is that I think he's done an outstanding job. But I still want to continue to reach out to see what's out there because it is a very, very large job. I have subsequently reposted the position, and that reposting, I was able to get the position run through the JEQ process, and I think you've heard about this JEQ process because what I was hearing from my network is that perhaps the job isn't sized quite where it should be to be able to attract someone with the broad breadth of experience that we need for that position. So it did get resized. I was able to repost it with a little bit greater salary range, I think up to $160,000, if I'm not mistaken. So that position's being posted right now, and I'm not sure what kind of response I will get. I'm having some very initial conversations with an executive recruiter to kind of get a sense as to whether that's an appropriate track for us to take. And I continue to network specifically with CBRE. So in the meantime, my perspective as the head of Director of Administrative Services, I'm confident in my leadership team within facilities, which encompasses Greg High and Gary Wozzak and Gordy Bennett. So I'm really pleased with what they've been able to do up to this point. I don't think it's harmed us, but I want to make sure that we got a good leadership team in place as we tackle some of the effort around the CBRE project and just on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our previous director was Mr. Burton. Is that correct?
Chairman, Supervisors, that's correct.
Okay. And when did he officially leave our employment?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I don't have the specific date in front of me. I apologize. I would have to tell you that it was probably sometime in April.
April, did he give his, was he terminated or do you leave on his own volition?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's a personal matter and I just can't respond. I think many of you have your own businesses or have been in business environment where you have managed large staffs and you know that from a personnel perspective, that's a normal policy. When someone wants to inquire about a former employee, our personnel department, they basically identify yes, title, hired, and departed. And so it's that's the best I can give you.
Okay. Well, I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that we make a request of the Finance Committee and Personnel Committee that they list this item to be able to go into closed session, because you can talk about personnel matters, and as the board of directors of this $1.4 billion corporate entity, we have a right to know why people come and go from our employment. To do that within the right venue is appropriate, but there's no reason why we can't go into closed session to discuss these issues. Now, if you could just explain your timeline on this and when you expect to have a decision made on a facilities director.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, the timeline is dependent upon when I find the right candidate. So I can't be more specific than that. I'm coming to a point in the fork in the road where, depending on what I get in the posting, I might choose to go through the executive search process. The executive search process, at least from my experience in the past, is a 3 to 6 month time frame. Again, I have a sense of urgency to get this done, but I also am very pleased with my interim facilities director in terms of the work that he's doing for me.
Mr. Chairman, the thing with that, we have a system, temporary appointments, and the word temporary is just that. It is supposed to be the 3 to 6 months to fill this. If you want to have a person for a longer length of time, you need to hire them and move on. And we need to go through the approval process. We cannot constantly be kicking the can down the road and just pushing these things off 3 to 6 months at a crack. If the person is fit for the job, put them in the job and hire them. If not, move on and hire somebody else. I don't think it is unreasonable to think that we couldn't find somebody to fill this position in 6 months. So I would request that we have this on the agenda for another informational item in the next cycle, so that we can get an update on this. Because as we see, facilities is a major responsibility, mm-hmm. To the tune of some $10 million in this latest incident. So I think that we need to pursue it more vigorously. Thank you.
Thank you. We will have this back on the item again for next month, written report. Thank you. And that's any other questions? Of item number 12. If not, we're going to go to fund transfers, then we're going to